Hello, I'm Keith Powell, and welcome to Focus Asia Pacific from PCJ Radio International. On today's program, we go to China. There are 33 ways to dispel a mistress, according to one of China's top love detectives, an unusual new industry that has taken hold in some of the country's top cities. It's called mistress dispelling, and it involves hiring operatives doing what it can to take separate cheating husbands from their mistresses. With a huge surge in the super affluent families in China, there has also been an apparent upsurge in the number of men choosing to keep a concubine, and for wives that see this as a humiliating option. Almost no expense is sometimes spared in seeing off the rival. But as Ed Butler meets some of these private detectives and marriage counselors, he says that they must stake out the mistress and ask whether this all means a symptom of deeper crisis in gender relations in China. Here's Ed Butler.
A Chinese civil servant and his mistress are entering a bedroom. Their meeting recorded on a secret video camera. The man's wife bursts in. Without speaking, she starts hitting the mistress. The man tries to stop her. Then it all kicks off.
What they do is dispel the mistress and persuade the husband to come back.
A mistress is a tumour, so the first thing to do is get rid of the tumour.
I'm Ed Butler, and in today's programme, I'm going to be looking at this extraordinary new growth industry in China. Mistress dispelling. Private detectives hired to separate unfaithful spouses from their lovers. It's hard to measure precisely, but thousands of wealthy Chinese are now said to be using these services, shining a light not just on China's sexual politics, but also on the growing pressures that exist on the marital institution.
Right, well, I've just come in off the street and I'm now at the offices of a place called Weiqing. It is, well, it describes itself as the first professional transnational love hospital in China. I'm going to find out what that is.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
On my arrival out of the lift, I'm roundly applauded by staff. They keep telling me how handsome I am. I wonder if they've confused me with a client in distress. Company founder Xu Xin then escorts me into his large executive office. A strikingly little, round, energetic man with slick back hair, a pressed shirt, he knows how to make an impression.
Hello, my audience. I would like people to call me Brother Xu Xin. I give help to people who are suffering from problems in their marriage and to give them a way out and to rebuild their trust in one another.
Brother Xu has been running his love hospital for 17 years. He says he's helped more than 1 million people, mostly wives in distress. The men rarely come. And mostly, he says, advising them how to keep the marriage afloat. But when the husband's affections have wandered, then he does offer other services as well.
In marriage, there are all kinds of problems. And one is having an affair and cheating on your partner. It's very serious, bad for the family and bad for the stability of society. What we do is dispel the mistress and persuade the husband to come back.
How do you dispel a mistress?
We have 33 ways to dispel a mistress.
33.
Wow. Normally there are four ways. The first is to make the mistress fall in love with someone else, rather than the cheating husband. The second method is about location, to change the couple's living or working location to create a distance between the couple and the mistress.
Brother Xu waves his hands energetically as he works through his list.
The third way is interfering. We ask parents or bosses or friends of the mistress to persuade her or the husband to end the relationship.
And what's the last one?
The last one is disgust. We show the mistress the disadvantages, the things the husband has done wrong, like they're in debt, or that their family members have a nasty, incurable disease.
And you have 29 other methods as well as those.
No.
Yes, but we can't tell you about those. They are a business secret.
Intriguing, no? Clearly, I need to know more. But first, what is it with all these mistresses everywhere? Infidelity may happen all over the world, but in China, it seems, it's something of an institution now. I've come to a Beijing park where a marriage market is taking place, a traditional shop window for young, lonely hearts. Except, hearts don't seem to be the main issue here. Elderly men and women stand in lines displaying key statistics about their single children, their age, income, and so on. I walk around in the company of the writer and social commentator Zhang Lijia.
And it's so funny. This is just really hilarious, full of figures. So, for example, girl, single, born in December 1989. And her height is 1.65, weight is 50 kilo, much lighter than me. She wants a man educated and have a decent job.
What does that make you think?
Not doesn't suggest romance. Practical, materialistic.
Sitting down on a bench, Li Jia tells me that the Chinese have always taken a very practical approach to the business of coupling. And that also applies to the tradition for wealthier men of taking on an additional companion.
In the olden days, for a man to show his power and wealth and prestige was to keep concubines. One man can have more than one wife. In fact, my grandfather met my grandmother and his daughter in the house as his concubine.
That situation was common, Li Jia says, until 1949. Then came communist rule. Adultery was frowned upon, illegalized. But since the death of Chairman Mao in 1976, the concubine, or little third, as she's sometimes known, seems to have made a comeback.
Unfortunately, some of the old attitude, some of the old practice, like keeping mysteries, which have been suppressed by Mao now, have returned. Rich men, they can afford to keep the mysteries, they will do so. And don't feel ashamed about it.
They don't feel ashamed. I mean, I was reading, they would often show them off amongst themselves.
Yes, absolutely. If you're almost kind of definition of success, if you're successful, you keep mistress.
What are the terms of that relationship?
Of course, it varies from one case to another, but generally speaking, the man will rent a place and set up a home for her, and she'll be provided for. Everything paid for, plus some monthly maintenance.
Which makes keeping a mistress an expensive business. More, for example, than the average government official can usually afford, at least on his regular salary. This taped argument in 2013 between a jilted mistress and her married party official boyfriend includes descriptions of their shared multi-million dollar lifestyle. She decided to record this spat to expose his corruption. He was later arrested. At the time, another anonymous concubine came forward to speak to the BBC. She described mistress trading amongst businessmen and officials.
Businessmen and officials work together very closely. A government official asked my boyfriend for a favor. But this time, he didn't want money. He wanted my boyfriend to get him a mistress.
But that was then. In the last 4 years, there's been a major anti-corruption drive by the president, Xi Jinping, targeting adultery. The state media has even joined in, publishing an adultery map showing all the known government-employed philanderers around the country. As a result, mistresses today are not so conspicuous, but it seems there are still plenty out there.
We are going north to the Shanghai railway station. There's a compound there which is where the mistress is living.
That's mistress dispeller Dai Peng Jun. He's a soft-spoken, chisel-faced man. Lean, late 30s, polo neck jumper, every inch the undercover operator. I'm excited to be sat alongside him in his flashy sports car. Today we're out on a case, a real live one, a mistress stakeout.
According to the bank records, the husband has spent more than $50,000 on the mistress over just the past year.
Right, we're just turning now into a compound.
Dai talks his way past a compliant security guard into an exclusive high-rise development. We park the car. He pulls out his phone. He shows me the social media profile of the lady in question.
So she's from Sichuan province, in her early 20s, and looks very fresh and young.
She's a lot younger than him, and she's gazing longingly at the photo. You think she might be a professional cool girl?
Yes, I think she's what we call here in China a green tea bitch, someone who charges for sex.
And on that bombshell, we head up to the 18th floor to meet the operative hired to gaze at her drawn curtains. Standing in the drafty stairwell, he's a scruffy, dishevelled figure, a little older than a schoolboy. If this is a glamour job, he certainly doesn't sell it to me.
How long are you going to be here?
Till evening.
And how long have you been here already?
3 hours. I'm a full-time employee, and this is all I do.
Is this your first job?
Nope.
What did you do before?
Quality inspector.
Is this more fun than that?
Yes.
There you go.
Suddenly, something does happen. We're back downstairs, and we're in business. The suspect is on the move.
Right, we've just run down the street. The young woman was just ahead of us. She was carrying a bag of some sort and wearing a baseball cap. She's gone somewhere. She's... Where did she go?
They're saying she's gone into this gym behind you. You could see she was carrying a gym bag. She's exercising now.
Right. Well, that's not very suspicious, is it? Bit of an anticlimax.
Still, apparently, this is only the start. As we head back downtown in his car, Dai explains how jobs like these are usually resolved.
Technically speaking, there's only one way to dispel a mistress. When we befriend them, we get intimate pictures or videos, and then we give them to the clients.
So you're getting intimate videos of them with one of your guys?
Yes, through one specific employee in each case. He has to attract women by showing he's very powerful and very secure and a very sophisticated guy.
And this is that man. Dai has brought me to a nearby cafe to meet one of his crack team of mistress seducers. Dai Chuing is his name. He greets me with a firm handshake. He's not just a gravelly voice. He also bears a well-toned chest and thick forearms. So how exactly does he go about this seducing? He began by telling me about one archetypal case.
We located the mistress, got her phone number and started a conversation with her and befriended her. She was very beautiful and of the highest notch in this city. We were fully prepared, so I invited her out for tea and then to a hot spring.
So you chatted her up? You seduced her?
Yes, I was the bait myself and the whole team was there to offer expert support.
Are you good at getting mistresses to fancy you?
I have to do a lot of preparation and create new identities. What she wants. For example, if she fancies a luxurious lifestyle, we satisfy her. And then, when we meet up, it happens naturally. It's nature's call.
So, in your experience, are mistresses quite easily lured away from their affairs?
In my experience, most of the mistresses are still after financial returns. And it's easy. If we increase the spending, the success rate increases. After dating, we will use our methods to take some intimate videos or pictures and send them back to our clients.
That will involve you going to bed with the women?
We take the measures that are needed.
What's your success rate?
Usually above 90%.
90%. They call this a honey trap, where I come from. How do you feel about deceiving women in this way?
We represent the rights of the original couple, and we are hired to protect their interests. They ask us to do what we are doing, and mistresses are the ones who break those standards.
Sex tapes are public currency in China these days. The chirpy music that you're hearing now was the theme, in 2013, to one of China's most viral sex videos. A middle-aged party official secretly filmed in bed with his 18-year-old mistress. The film was leaked online ahead of his arrest and conviction. I guess you could say that now, with the help of a mistress dispeller, thousands of wealthy citizens are commissioning their own sex tapes. Back at the Weiqing Love Hospital, Brother Xu and his operatives are in a huddle, mulling over strategy for another client. Mistress dispelling is clearly big business, so big that Weiqing is preparing to list on the Shanghai Stock Exchange. They've let me come to speak to one apparently satisfied client, a woman in her 40s. She didn't want to give me her name. We meet in an office, but she greets me wearing large, dark sunglasses. Weiqing has rescued her marriage, she tells me. She's delighted, she says. But her anxious voice and her austere black dress suggest mixed feelings.
When I first found out about my husband's affair, of course I was very upset. I kept on asking him why. Why, when I have followed you for so many years? Well, at first he expressed guilt, but after that we started fighting and the guilt vanished. He just didn't want even to talk to me anymore.
Why did you decide to dispel the mistress? Your husband has cheated on you. Did you not think of leaving him?
We met in high school and we fell in love. We've been through a lot together. I don't want to give up all this. And also, I am approaching 50 years old. There's just not a market for a woman like me.
Do you still love him after everything that's happened?
Of course I love him. Look, women my age and younger people have a very different definition of love. We see support as an expression of love.
How much has this process cost you? Financially? Tens of thousands of dollars? Hundreds of thousands of dollars?
It's tens of thousands, not hundreds of thousands.
You dispelled one mistress. You don't think there will be another?
I'm certain because now I know what's the problem with our marriage. And now I know how to manage marriage. And he will be influenced by me as I keep on learning about it.
A happy ending then, although clearly not a cheap one. It makes me wonder about those lower down the economic scale without the tens of thousands of dollars she had to spend. What do they do?
We've just driven out from the centre of Beijing. We've come through the suburbs, up into the hills, it looks like. We're well out of town and the taxis just basically dropped us on the side of a road, and now we're on foot, heading up a stairwell on the side of a kind of cliff. I come to meet Zhang Yufeng. She's the, she's become something of a figurehead of a nationwide movement. Ni hai, ni hai, hi, hello.
A small, neatly dressed woman, about 60, in an orange blouse, Zhang Yufeng resembles a cuddly grandmother. But there's something well, let's call it a glint in her eye. Her organisation, Alliance Against Mistresses, has developed a pretty formidable reputation.
In our country's law, monogamy is the principle. But today, more and more people are breaking the law. It's not protecting the legal rights of wives. No one is punishing mistresses, so I think we should perfect our own law.
How do you punish mistresses?
Once we find the mistress, we will fight with the mistress on the street. The wife will beat them up.
You find this pretty amusing?
I've been holding back for a long time. I think the process of beating up the mistress provides good release. Some of the wives have suffered too much.
So you think beating up another woman is therapy?
Well, yes, beating a woman is very good therapy, because all these mistresses are the arch criminals in the breakup of the family.
For 20 years, Zhang Yufen has been counselling women in this particular brand of therapy. Wives like these, who she's meeting today, all of them with stories of abusive relationships and faithless husbands. Take this woman, for example, Feng Xisha. She's now divorced. She's lost custody of her only child to her ex-husband, and she still works in the same factory as the woman that he abandoned her for. Her voice cracks with the injustice of it all.
My ex-husband has given me not only physical abuse, but also not a penny since we separated. One day, when I was working at the factory, I saw her, the mistress. At that moment, I was missing my baby so much, and I hated my husband so much, I couldn't control myself. I'm not a strong woman, but when I saw her, I released all of my anger and the missing of my baby on her.
Did you feel better after you'd beaten her up?
I felt really good after I beat her up, because my husband treated me really badly.
So he beat you up and then you beat her up. Sounds like he's the bad guy in this, isn't he?
Yes, none of them are good people. They did me mental and physical harm. The man is bad and the woman is bad too. I think the Chinese marriage law is useless because it can't protect me from violence. It can't protect women's rights, so actually there is no law at all.
The violence she describes isn't isolated. Often with the help of Zhang Yufen's women's organisation, wives across the country have taken to vigilante attacks against mistresses, like this one in Shenzhen, recorded on a smartphone and posted online. And this one in Nanjing. Another in Beijing. And so on. Victims are stripped naked in the street. In some cases, police can be seen nearby, watching. Zhang Yufen isn't alone, it seems, in regarding this as citizens' justice.
Do you watch these videos online? They're on the internet, of women getting attacked. How does it make you feel when you see these films?
Yes, I've watched these films. In fact, I've also recorded some of them too. When I watch these films, I feel really happy. I think mistresses deserve this kind of treatment. If I were a lawmaker, I'd have all mistresses sentenced to death. This is the only way a family can maintain happiness.
You would kill them? And you kill the husbands too? I mean, they're equally to blame, right?
It's different. What I do with my own husband is my own business.
Back in Beijing, I'm again with the writer and social commentator Zhang Lijia. She isn't surprised, she says, by the rise of mistress beatings, as well as the industry in mistress dispelling. Both, she says, are symptoms of the fact that women in these situations have very few choices.
The cruel reality is the divorce law
is designed to make men laugh and to make women cry. For example, if men are more powerful, more wealthy, they will simply give the children to the men in the village. It just is taken. If their couple divorce, the children belongs to the man's family. And if the men bought the flat before they got married, the woman not entitled to anything. So woman after years marriage, woman can end up homeless. This is really unfair. And secondly, divorce in most part of China is still regarded as a disgrace. I have been divorced for almost 12 years. My mother hasn't told anybody yet.
Your mother hasn't told anyone?
No. I don't want to displease her, so I sometimes play along. Yeah.
Do you have sympathy for women who choose to become mistresses?
It makes me feel sad. I mean, I don't want to judge them, but I think we should criticize those women, accusing them lack of moral. I think we should try to urge government to do something. China has become increasingly unequal. Young women, they felt that, you know, finding a man to support them is just an easy, a quick way to have financial security.
For all the problems with divorce, rates of separation are now on the rise in China. They've more than doubled in the last decade. And some women clearly do feel they can get a fair deal from the courts. Heading home, after our day staking out mistresses, Dispella Dai Pengjun, though, still sees no sign of his business waning. This, he thinks, is just the beginning.
This occupation shares the same nature as lawyers or doctors. Doctors remove the flaws in people and help them become physically healthier. And we're doing the same. We solve problems.
Do you not ever feel bad about doing this? Sleeping with women, leading them on?
You have to understand when you are fighting for a moral cause, a lot of methods are justifiable.
And this is a moral cause?
Yes, it is.
And that special program came to us from Ed Butler from the BBC World Service. Well, of course, we are the final edition of Focus Asia Pacific for 2017. So everyone here who makes up our team would like to wish you all a very happy new year. And we'll be back in 1 week's time with news from the Asia Pacific region. If you want to contact us, our email address is focus@pcjmedia.com. On behalf of the whole team, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long and take care. Happy New Year. We'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.